Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Welcome to Taking It to the Streets War Room for this Monday. Hallelujah. Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration Day, January 15th, 2024. Now, I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and I have been joined by some of the servant leaders here at Spirit Alive in the persons of Minister Tina Brown, Deacon William Isbell, and, of course, our intercessor, our pastor, hallelujah, Vanessa Carver. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you to this prayer meeting. And the name of this, we entitled this program, Praying Like Dr. King, because as we look around today, we see that there is still a lot of work to be done before we can achieve, before we can truly say, hallelujah, victory is won. We have victory in Christ, but we want to see some physical victory in the name of Jesus. So right now I'm going to start us out with just a word of prayer for the servant leaders. Almost High, we come right now in the name of Jesus with bowed hearts and humble spirits. First and foremost, Lord, we ask for forgiveness of sin. We pray, Lord God, that if we've done anything by omission or by commission, Father God, that you would forgive us. And Lord, we want you to know that when we do fall short, oh God, we are not pleased about it. It is not out of rebellion, oh God, but it is out of our humanity. So we're praying for more of you and less of us. Allow your Holy Spirit to stand up in us in a way, Lord God, that as we go forth in this prayer meeting, we will bless your people. Lord, we want your people to be encouraged. We want your people to be uplifted. Hallelujah. We want your people to trust and believe and obey you. So, Lord, bless our prayer meeting. Your spirit is welcome here. In the name of Jesus, we pray it. And we believe it. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So, again, happy Martin Luther King Day to everyone here in the United States that is celebrating Dr. King. As many of you know, Dr. King was a giant in the civil rights movement. He is an icon. He prayed for the, not just for people of color, but Dr. King prayed for all people. He prayed for humanity. He prayed for peace. And he prayed that love, hallelujah, would be the order of the day. He said the only thing that can wipe out hatred, the noise of hatred, is the silence of a friend. The man said that, hallelujah, praying, not praying, is like trying to live without breath. He loved God, and he loved God's people just as we do here at Spirit Alive. So many of us today are watching atrocities going on all over this world. Humanity is suffering. So on tonight, I've asked the servant leaders to come forth and let the Holy Spirit just simply use them as he sees fit. As we pray for the issues of our hearts, the needs of the people, and we're also going to be praying for the vision for the new year. So many people make New Year's resolutions, which says to me they feel like they didn't accomplish something in the year past. So I believe we should start the year out praying about our vision, praying about our purpose, praying about how we're going to do more in 2024 for the Lord. Hallelujah. So at this time, I'm going to ask Minister Tina to come forth, and she will just let us know what God has laid on her heart to pray about, and then she will render that prayer in the name of Jesus. Minister Tina.
Thank you so much, Apostle Cook. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace, giving you all the praise and the honor for us to be able to come together as a family to lift up prayers that you would like us to pray for what's going on in our world, with your people. We ask that you lift up those right now who have hate in their hearts,
yes,
who
Lord.
May still be colorblind, who may still be looking at people, not that they're your children, but as their color or their religion or their beliefs or what have you. Heavenly Father, we ask that you erase this from our planet.
Yes,
right now.
Lord.
We know that there's
yes,
no
Lord,
room
God.
For hate in your world, Heavenly Father. You are
yes,
all about
Jesus.
Love. You love all
yes,
your
Lord.
People, no matter what or who they are, Heavenly Father. We ask that you come together and you keep lifting up those who have been saved right now from the trafficking that they've been stuck
yes.
in, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much for
yes.
rescuing these children. We thank you so much for continuing to bring awareness to this issue, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
we know that it's
Lord.
A big issue
yes,
in our world, Heavenly Father. And we thank you so much for saving these innocent, beautiful children who are yours, Heavenly
yes,
Father.
Yes, Jesus. Thank
we
you,
ask,
Lord.
We
thank
come
you.
Together as a family, Heavenly Father, and lift up those right now who are suffering from addiction, who are out on the street in this cold
yes.
weather, who are addicted and lost and walking around, no place to go, no one to turn to.
My Lord.
And they don't even know you,
My
Heavenly
Lord.
Father. May they come across somebody that knows you, Heavenly Father, and turns them to you, Heavenly Father, so they know
yes,
that there is
Jesus.
Hope, there is salvation. Because of your son, Jesus, we are saved, Heavenly Father. We thank you so
yes.
much for Spirit Alive, Apostle Cook, and our whole Spirit Life family, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We thank you
yes,
so
Lord.
Much for giving us this opportunity to pray. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Tina. Minister Tina is an advocate for children, and it blesses my soul that she is constantly in prayer about, hallelujah, all things pertaining to them. So I thank you for that, Sister Tina. Hallelujah. We have Mother Mattie Scott in the house who will come forth at this time and pray. Hallelujah. Good evening, Mother Mattie. All right. Well, she must be having just a little bit of technical difficulty on her end, so we will just keep it moving. Now I want everyone to pay attention because we have one among us who is a prophet. She's an intercessor. She's a pastor. And this woman of God will pray according to the Spirit. And what I want you to understand, when a prophetic intercessor prays, because this is also a learning session, she prays according to what the people of God need to hear. By the power of the Holy Spirit. So right now, I truly want all of you young people in the chat room, I need you to pay attention. All of you that are in the chat room number two, I need you to settle down and pay attention, because prayers are going up. And these prayers are going up for you, beloved. So right now, I'm going to bring forth our pastor and prophet and intercessor, Vanessa Carver. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Cook, and good evening, everyone. When I think about Martin Luther King in this day, I think about his courage. I think about the weight
yes.
of his assignment, and I think about all the things that his assignment affected and the people in his life, those who were closest
yes.
to him, his family members, and different ones who looked up to him even to this day. And the weight that he carried, if you have, you know, ever since I can remember, I remember, you know, reading about him in school and
yes.
and then reading about him in Jet Magazine and Ebony and different things, you know, as
yes.
I grew up. And I was always gravitated towards civil rights, period, as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the Holy Spirit, and you look at it with the eyes of through God, you look at it through
mm-hmm.
the eyes of the Holy Spirit, and you begin to hear, you know, what could be going on today. And it's just like Apostle Cook said, there's not that much change with some of the things
nope.
we see as it pertains to social justice. But I want you to be encouraged, those who are in Christ, because of what God has called you to do and your assignment
yes.
and the level of
Hallelujah.
Weight you may have. Maybe don't compare what God has given you to what Martin Luther King has done and already
right.
did. We don't have to go back and do anything. We just have to continue the work. And just as Minister
yes.
Tina Brown prayed about the hearts of those who have biases and racism and still a lot of hatred in their hearts, that what he represents to them, even those in the body of Christ. Now, I'm being honest.
Yes.
I'm not just talking
Come
about
on.
People
Come
that
on.
Don't know Christ. With all the division that we still see,
yes.
there's a lot
Thank
of things to pray about and stand on. And
yes.
so I just
yes.
want, it's going to be a prayer and of encouragement, but also that you don't lean to your own understanding when you see what's going on.
That's right.
And when you look at different ones like Martin Luther King and everyone who was courageous, and even those now today who have set a
yes.
precedent in our culture. But as we know, we don't take our cues from culture. We take it from the Word of God.
No.
But there's things
God.
That we can
yes.
learn, but how to pray for
mm-hmm.
them, how to cover them, how to walk
mm-hmm.
alongside them and be able to be encouraged and say, Lord, how do I help? How do I uplift? How do I strengthen? How do I intercede?
Yes.
How do I, you know, you know those who labor among me who are in the body. We may not believe the same thing as it pertains to a denomination, but those are those who are in Christ. And we need to recognize our brothers and sisters like that right now.
Yes.
As it pertains to
yes.
how God has led them to deal with social injustices. So I want to pray from that place, and I want to pray from
yes.
a place where I want where God wants people to be encouraged with your assignments, with the thing
yes.
that you have to do for the Lord that will impact the world, not just impact
mm-hmm.
those who believe the same thing you believe or who go
That's
to the
right.
same church
Come
you go
on.
To or who are the same color as you or the same race, I mean, the same race or ethnicity or gender as you. So I thank you, Lord, today that you're helping us, Lord. I love you. We love you, Lord, because we know
yes,
you
Lord.
Are the God of justice, and those who are righteous are called to righteous justice. And I thank you, Lord,
yes.
today that we learn through your word and believe and trust in your word and the truth that what justice really is through your eyes, and that we don't reject it, that we don't sit in a place of conflict about it because it doesn't look like what social media
mm-hmm.
says.
Come
but
on.
I thank you, Lord, today that we sit before your feet and we say, Lord, plainly help me walk this out. Give me the understanding.
Yes.
I know I have access. And so we begin to pray from a place of confidence. First of all, it's not
yes.
being in conflict about who you are and who you belong to and what you're supposed to be doing. So I pray against conflict. I pray, Father God, against the spirit of confusion that those
yes.
who are walking
Hallelujah.
In a place where they don't, they need courage. Lord, they need understanding. They need a level of humility to stay teachable to
yes,
you
Lord.
And get alongside
yes.
those who are like-minded. So I just thank you, Lord,
yes,
today
Lord.
For those who come out from among the things. It's just like Saul hiding
yes.
from who he was supposed to be.
Yes.
And he was hiding amongst the things. And it took the prophet to call him out. And so to
right.
be encouraged and to anoint him. And so I thank you, Lord, today that I be that your heart be heard, Lord. Your will be done in
yes.
earth as it is in heaven. As it pertains
yes,
to social
Lord.
Justice and righteousness. There's a difference that we can make in a child's life, in a family's life, in our in the school,
yes.
wherever we work, wherever you've placed us, Father, in our neighborhoods, wherever you place
yes,
us,
Lord.
Righteousness and justice needs to be done on the streets. Just I think of Apostle yes. Zeta. I think of the things that she's called to do in her neighborhood for decades and the things that she is doing and changing not just those children's lives but their family lives. So everything, Lord, that we touch in the name of Jesus, it will have a ripple effect that we can't take this lightly, but we do it as you lead us. We do it with the right heart, with the right intention, with the right motive, and that we're ambassadors and that we're not marketers of our own brands and our own agendas. But I thank you, Lord, today that we begin to distinguish between the two. And as we look at Martin Luther King's life in a place of great humility to the point where he was murdered, I just thank you, Lord, today that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So when people that have these calls on their life, they have a mission. And they are in a place of fear. They're in a place, Lord, where they may even want to give up. Lord, strengthen them and encourage them right now. Help the right people, Lord. Lead the right people to come alongside them to help bear their burdens. And I think about the many people that were called to walk alongside Martin Luther King, who were afraid for his life, even before he was, you know, maybe aware of what was he really doing. He was impacting so much, and he was breaking paradigms. Now, this was a man that was not perfect, Lord, but the thing that you gave him to do was a pure thing. And I truly believe that to this day. So I thank you, Lord, today that he came against principalities and powers in high places. And I pray today in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you give that man or that woman of God and that family peace and strength and courage that only comes from you to keep persevering on, not just in this country, but all over the world. Whatever
the
their
yes.
cross is that they are bearing, Lord, it's because you've allowed them to bear it and you're helping them carry it. So
yes.
I pray, Lord, today
That's
for
right.
them from a special place, Lord, because I know, Lord, that they just need to open up their eyes and realize that you're the one that called them, you're the one that gave them an assignment, and you're going to help them finish it. I thank you, Lord, today for your great love and your great, your Anything you do for us, Lord, is perfect, even if it's hard.
Yeah.
I just thank you, Lord, today for that.
Yes.
Just to be honored to be able to pray with everybody on Spirit Alive today as it pertains to Martin Luther King. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. And thank you so very much. Oh, that was powerful. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We are a part of a legacy. We are a part of the dream. And what I praise God for is that on Here at Spirit Alive, this is not a black network, not a white network. This is a network for all of God's people. We come together in love and in unity. We caught the dream of Dr. King because we understand, as my beautiful sister prayed, God has not given us a spirit of fear. And perfect love cast out all fear. I believe Dr. King walked in that. I believe that even though he knew that his assignment would be hard, that it would be hard fought, that it was an uphill battle, he was willing to lay down his life for it. How can we need to be praying about our own convictions? What are we really convicted by? Hallelujah. Are we convicted by the word of God to the point we are willing to lay down our lives? Are we convicted to the will of God to the point that we will lay down our lives? The word of God tells us we die daily. Hallelujah. But are we really ready to physically die? Hallelujah. I praise God for the legacy of Dr. King. I praise God, hallelujah, that he wanted us all to be known not for the color of our skin, but for the content of our character. We need to be praying for the content of character of our brothers and sisters in Christ, in our leadership, for our leaderships in the church. We need that character. We need that humility, as Pastor Vanessa said. We need that love so that we can minister and bless and encourage in a way that we will be lifted up. Hallelujah. So right now I'm going to ask Minister Adam Tuggle to come in, and he can pray as the Lord leads him, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Minister Tuggle.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I praise God for being here on tonight. Looking at the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I've heard about his legacy all my life.
Going through school
and from elementary school on up to adulthood, hearing about his life and learning about his life and the things that he strived for. I know one of the things that Dr. King strived for was freedom for man,
yes,
all men to be able all to men. Do their God-given ability, to work in the capacity of their God-given ability.
Thank you, Jesus.
There was one speech that he did, and he said it, I believe it's the I Have a Dream speech, where he said, with this faith. And
yes,
he kept saying it, and it took me to the book of Jude. It took
okay.
me to the book of Jude, verse number 3. And it said, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye shall earnestly contend for the faith."
Yes,
which
hallelujah.
Was once
Jesus.
Delivered unto the saints. This verse in Jude 1 and 3, this verse actually goes to what Dr. King was saying in that speech when he said, with this faith.
Yes.
The faith
Amen.
That we have in God, the faith that we have in God, we must contend to do the work of God. The Bible
yes,
says we
hallelujah.
Must work while it is day, because when
yes.
night cometh, no man can work.
No man works.
The Bible
That's
also
right.
says that that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few.
But the laborers are few.
And
yes.
we have a very few laborers, but we have to not walk in the fear that the devil would have us walk into, because the devil wants us to walk in fear. And
yes.
the things that God has for us to do, we cannot live in, we cannot walk in fear. There are so many things that God has us do on a day-to-day basis just for him, just showing somebody some love. I know for me personally, I have been in a store, and the Lord has spoke to me and told me, go witness to that individual.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, Lord, are you, like, I'm trying to make sure it's not my flesh, but I'm in fear. And if I know it's the voice of the Lord, I know that, okay, number one, if it's the voice of the Lord, I know that this is going to be right, because he will not lead you
mm-hmm.
the wrong way, because he said, I am the way,
That's
the
right.
truth, and the life. So he's not going to lead you the wrong way. So basically what I'm saying is that if you are being led by...
Come back. All the devil is a lie. Come on back, Minister Tuggle. Hallelujah. Oh, he'll be back, and he will finish this thought in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But what he was saying was, we need to be about our Father's business. We need to be praying about how we are redeeming the time, because that's what the Lord says. We need have, must redeem our time wisely. Hallelujah. So I absolutely agree mm-hmm. with Minister Tuggle. Hallelujah. Come on back in the room, Minister.
Amen. We have to walk into the faith that God has given us. Amen.
Yes.
And
Come
we
on.
Cannot be afraid. I remember watching a speech by John Lewis, who followed Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Mm-hmm.
John Lewis said, it's good to get into trouble, good trouble. And
good
these
trouble,
things
yes.
that we are battling with, these things that we are battling with spiritually and naturally, it's good trouble to get into when you battling with the enemy for somebody else.
Yes.
Are you battling with the enemy for yourself or your family? It's good trouble to get into. But you don't have to be afraid when you go into that. Just make sure that you prayed up and worded up and fasted up
yes.
when you do it.
Say that, Minister.
But
mm-hmm.
you have to. We have to fight. Just like Dr. King fought for freedom, we have to fight for the freedom of people in the spirit. Because there are
yes.
some people
Hallelujah.
That are out there in the world that do not know the love of God, that do not know
That's
that
right.
he has salvation waiting on them. They're blinded to the fact that, hey, God really does have salvation for me. God does have
right.
something for my soul. And they're looking and they're longing for and they're hungering after what their soul needs, but they're looking for it in the wrong places. And it's up to us to tell them, because the Bible says that he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. But it's
shall
up
be filled.
To us
yes.
to tell them, to compel men to come unto this salvation, to compel men to come. If they're hungering, tell them, hey, if you're hungering and thirsting, there's a God that can fill you. There's a God that can fill,
yes.
fill that empty and void place in your life. You don't need the drugs and you don't need the alcohol. Yes, the
Come
world
on,
will
minister.
Tell you that you need this and you need that to be able to live life. You don't need it. You got life in him. That's why The Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the
me.
World.
Uh-huh.
Anything out there in the
yes,
world
sir.
is not worth your soul. And I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I feel
Come
like
on.
I'm talking to somebody. Oh. You, whoever I'm talking to, I'm going to say it like my former pastor used to say, I'm talking to who I'm talking to. Amen.
Amen.
If you need salvation today, it is free of charge. He's done already paid the price for you. He's done
yes,
already
yes.
gave. He shed his blood. He bought you with a price. You've been bought with a price, the shedding of his blood. The wages of sin is, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Well, he paid the altar. He paid the price. He went to the cross. He died for you. And he not only died, he was buried, and he rose on the third day. And
yes,
he rose for
thank you,
but
Jesus.
He died for all of us. And
yes,
even and
Jesus.
he didn't have no favoritism. He didn't show no racism.
Mm-mm.
We got examples in the Bible of racism. It was going
mm-hmm.
on in the Bible days. Look at the woman at the well. The woman at the well was a Samaritan. And when Jesus came
mm-hmm.
to her, she said, sir, and I'm paraphrasing, sir, the Jews don't
That's
have
all
a
right.
with
Go ahead
Samaritan.
Now.
This was a form of racism. And this
mm-hmm.
is what Dr. King fought for. But we have set boundaries in the spirit of God. And we have set boundaries. We have set the wrong boundaries, and we need to break those boundaries, whether they're racial, to break the chains that the enemy has put on everybody,
mm-hmm.
in and out
everybody.
Of the church, in and out of the
yes,
church.
Yes, Lord Jesus, come on, young man.
The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. My war is not against Bishop Cook. My war is not
nope.
against Pastor Carver. My war is not against them. Your
nope.
war is not against me. Our war is against the devil himself. He would love to blind us and have us warring against one another. But the Bible says the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. We need to learn
yes.
how to take it by force. We
got
to go back to
yes.
the old landmark.
Come on.
We got to go
yes,
back
sir.
To the old landmark and take the souls from the north, south, west, and east. We got to take
yes.
them souls back. We got to take everything that we've allowed the enemy to steal from us. We got to take it back.
We
got to
take it back.
And it's time. That's,
yes.
what Dr. King fought for.
Yes.
And he
yes.
fought for natural freedom. But there is a spiritual bondage. There's spiritual bondage on people now that need to be set free. And we need to work while it is day so they can be free.
Yes,
you are free.
Hallelujah.
You're free. You're
mm-hmm,
free in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Allow somebody else
Set
to be
free. Set someone else
free.
Pray
somebody else out. Take time
yes.
out of your day. When
Come
you're
on.
Sitting there watching TV, take time out of your day and pray for somebody else. Don't pray for a new car.
That's
Don't
right.
pray for a new house. Pray for somebody.
Pray
Seek
for somebody.
Go to spiritual
yes.
warfare for somebody else. Go for
Thank
the, go,
you, Jesus.
Go for it all. Go for it all.
Hallelujah.
And go for spiritual warfare for somebody else. Fight for
That's
somebody else. I loved it when I was younger, and this is the last part I'm gonna say, and then I'm gonna pray, and then I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna shut up now. But my
That's
father,
all dog. You
my
better
father.
Teach.
My father, when I was younger, I would look to my dad to protect me. I would look to my father to protect me. And now that I'm older, and now that I'm a father, it's my job to protect my children. And God, this is the same way. If you need
yes,
protection
is.
Today, God will
Come
God
out.
Will fight for you. God will protect you.
Hallelujah.
He will hold you in the
yes.
midnight hour. There are times where. Where my youngest, I don't do it so much with my oldest children, because they're all older now. But my youngest, my baby, he'll come in there, He'll be like, "Daddy, I want to lay with you. I just want to be protected by you." Okay, you can come. You can do that with Jesus. There is no such thing as getting too close to God. There's no such thing as getting too close to God. Amen. I'm getting ready to pray. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, asking you to bless, asking you to heal, asking you to touch the minds of your people, God. We're asking you to bless, hallelujah, on this day, right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood
right
of Jesus over every single person that is listening to this broadcast right now. Every issue that they may be going through, we plead the blood now. We put the blood
over it because you said,
"Well, I see the blood." You said, "Well, I see the blood. I'll pass over
the blood.
So pass over us, Lord. Pass over us, Lord. Pass over our problems. Lord, you come and see about us tonight. Lord God, come and see about us tonight. Lord God, we know that you are able to come and see about us. Hallelujah. You can come and see about me and go see about Bishop Cook at the same time, God. Hallelujah. So you have the power. We know that you have the power enough to come and see about us, God. Hallelujah. We're praying, Lord God, that you regulate the minds of your people, Lord God, the ones that are listening,
the ones
that are going through issues that they don't even talk about, God. Hallelujah. The hidden issues, Lord God.
Set them free, Lord. Heal the broken
and contract spirit in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood now. Satan, we take authority against you right now in the name of Jesus.
We plead the
blood of Jesus. We war for souls now. Set the captive free, God, in the name of
Lord.
Jesus.
Right now.
Lord God, we
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We fight in the spirit now. We war in the spirit now. In the
name of
Jesus, for every soul, God, that is listening to this broadcast right now. Lord God, I pray for the spirit of our family in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, give us miracles beyond measure.
Lord, give us blessings beyond measure, God. In the name
of Jesus,
open up the windows of heaven, Lord God. Bless every home. Bless every family member. In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. I see why the enemy didn't want him to talk. Because he knew that he had a word. But God always prevails. My little brother just told you. He just brought you the gospel in a nutshell. Jesus came. Hallelujah. He was sitting up there with the Heavenly Father. And because of his obedience, the Word of God says, in the fullness of time, hallelujah, he donned filthy flesh and made himself as a man so that he could die for our sin. How many people, I know nobody that would want to take on that assignment today. But the Word of God just says, no greater love. There is no greater love than a man laying down his life for a friend. We came to tell you tonight, Jesus wants to be your friend. He wants to be your protector. He wants to give you freedom. And in him, you lack nothing. Hallelujah. So if you do not know Jesus in the pardon of your sin tonight, because the gospel was just brought, you heard a word. Don't take all day to bring the gospel. So if you don't know him in the pardon of your sin tonight, guess what? I got good news. You can change that situation right now. All you have to do is bow your heart and go to the Lord and tell him that you are ready to make him your Lord and your Savior. You need to go to him and confess that sin, all of your sin, hallelujah, and then ask him for forgiveness and to come into your life and rescue you from this nasty, filthy world, hallelujah. And then I want you to pray about learning his ways, learning his precepts, learning his attributes, learning his character. because he wants to have a relationship with you, a loving relationship. So if you're ready to come to the Lord, if you're ready to come, return to your first love, the one who loved us first and the one who loved us most, I just need you to bow your head and say this brief prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. For I believe that you are the Son of the living God and that you came, you died, and you rose for my sin. Please come into my life and save me for your name's sake, for your purpose. Hallelujah. Because all that I am and I ever will be from this day forward, Lord God, I'm going to commit it unto thee. Let me walk unafraid, Lord God, into the newness of who you are. Let me walk unafraid, Lord God, to work out my salvation. Let me walk unafraid, oh God, into the newness of who I am becoming. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. All right, we have Deacon Whitman. Isabel in here, and I know that he has always been a great civil rights advocate. He has always been an advocate to give resources to some of the least in our community. I can remember that the good deacon gave me, as a young African-American young lady, he got me my first job. He got us training. He was trying to make a difference, not just in what he said, but in what he did. And he blessed an awful lot of young people to have jobs and to learn responsibility and to gain confidence and to learn how to walk unafraid. So I'm going to ask Deacon William, if you have a word for us or a prayer for us, you are more than welcome to come forth at this time.
Thank you, Apostle Cook. Appreciate it. That was a few years ago when you had that first job. So I've been honored
yes,
to
Lord.
Know you for many years, you and your family. I'm not as prolific a prayer as my predecessors, but I would like to pray for Dr. King's family, that his
yes.
children are a legacy of his work. In his work and his words. May God bless them each to carry on in their own way. The civil rights movement has come a long way and still has a long way to go. But
yes.
I've been honored to be able to witness the history. And the struggle continues. But I pray that Christ will enter each and everyone's heart to make this a better world. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Let the Church of God say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I return to your throne of grace, Lord. I never left your presence, but I return now to your throne of grace just saying thank you. Thank you for the servant leaders here tonight. Thank you for the movement of the Holy Spirit. Father God, I thank you because I know that we know that we live, move, and have our very being in you. We know, Lord God, that he that is in you is free indeed. So we thank you, Lord God, for our fellowship with you. We thank you for this love relationship that we have with you. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you would endow us from on high to continue not only the work that Dr. King started, but the work that you began. Hallelujah. It is our mission and our purpose, Lord God, to uplift your people as we glorify you. Lord God, I pray for all of those who are afraid tonight. I pray that they would allow you to remove that spirit of fear because you did not give it to us, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for those that are in bondage, whether it's in their own minds, it's in their hearts. Lord God, we pray that they have heard something today that will unlock that block, that will pull down that block, Lord God. We want the world to believe in you and to trust you and to know you for themselves, because that's where the real freedom is, Father God. That's, you are where true love lies, Father God. You are where peace lies, Father God. You are our peace. You are love. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah Shalom. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Nisi, our protector. We praise you tonight, Father God, simply be not for just for what you do, but for who you are. You are our all in all, Lord God. I want to thank you, and I stand in agreement with my sister Tina. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the lives of the children. And, Lord, we pray that they will be trained up in the way that they should go. So as they get older, Lord, they will not depart from it. But, Lord, we praise you for the parents that are training up their children, that are protecting their children, Father God. We ask that they are walking in your way so that it will be modeled out before your children, your babies, Lord. We thank you for them. Continue to strengthen them. Continue to encourage them, Lord God, because we know, Father, when we are doing your will, sometimes we don't get a lot of amens. Sometimes we don't get a lot of way to goes. But, Lord God, you said in your holy word that you are a rewarder of those who are obedient. Hallelujah. You said, Father God, that we would be lifted up. So, Lord, we come putting it all on the altar tonight. All the fear, all the hatred. We put it on that altar tonight, Lord. We pull it down and we cast it out in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pull down that spirit of discrimination. We pull down that spirit of injustice, Father God, because we have been justified in you. So, Lord, we just pray that you continue to bless us, to be a blessing. Lord, use us to model, God, to fulfill Dr. King's dream and your purpose. Lord, I want to just thank you for this time and this season. Lord, if there be any sick in the house tonight, we pray to you, Jehovah Rapha the healer, that you would just touch them in a mighty way. Lord, we pray for all of those who are going through financial troubles right now in the name of Jesus. They feel bound up, hallelujah, and bent down under the weight of their finances. But, Lord God, we know that you are the lifter of our head. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus that they would look to the hill from whence cometh their help. Lord God, we pray for those who are afraid that they will not have, they're losing their place to live. Lord God, we pray that they learn right now that you are their refuge, and you will always make a way out of no way. Lord, I just want to thank you for what you're doing in the family, the Spirit Alive family. Continue to bless Pastor Vanessa in her studies, Lord God, as she prepares to become a lawyer, Lord God. Go with her, Lord. Help her. Bless Deacon William as he continues to bless others in the community. Hallelujah. We thank you for Minister Tina, Lord God, who is tirelessly looking after the children in the community. And, Lord, we ask a special blessing upon all those who are homeless tonight. It's snow on the ground here in Missouri, Lord God. So we pray, Lord God, that someone will show them compassion and someone will bring them in out of the cold. Use us to be your hands and your feet, oh God. Use us in a mighty way. By the power of your Holy Spirit, I pray it all. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Saints of God, we have heard some powerful prayers tonight. Some powerful statements. We are praying for those government, and I want us to continue to pray for those government entities all over the world. Because we know that the government sits on the shoulders of the Most High God, so we're asking that you continue to stand with us and pray for our governments. Pray for our legal, our justice systems. Continue to pray for those who are in bondage to racism or discrimination or sexism or ageism, Lord God. We want you all to just continue to stand with us, please, and pray for the people of God, saved and unsaved, all over the world. Hallelujah. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and I was blessed to be joined by Minister Tina Brown, Deacon William Isbell, Minister Adam Tuttle, and our intercessor and prophet, Vanessa Carver. So at this time, I'm going to ask that Pastor Vanessa come back into the room and close us in prayer. Pastor Vanessa?
I'm here. I was just trying to
amen.
You button as possible. Father God, we thank you today for the opportunity to make you big, to remind the world, Father
yes.
God, that you are with us. You are with us even now. I thank you, Lord, today
yes.
that your presence means everything to us and you're the center of all truth and justice.
Yes.
And I thank you and righteousness. And so, Father God, thank you for all the prayers that went up sincerely to you for your agenda, Lord, to be done in this earth. And I thank you,
yes.
Lord, through all of us that have a willing heart. And I pray, Lord, today for those of us that are places of sacrifice, places, Father God, where we're going to really be able to endeavor more this year. You put more on our plate to do, but we're doing it through you.
Yes.
That you strengthen us and give
yes.
us peace, and that we ever stay before the throne for you, for others, as well as for ourselves and the things that we have to do. I know we can do it, Lord, with you. There is no
yes.
failure. So I thank you, Lord, today for opening up the eyes of our understanding about what success is measured by as it pertaining to your agenda and the word, and not
Hallelujah.
People, not brands, and us not trying to please people. So I thank you, Lord, today
Come
that
on.
We also be reminded we're never alone. And so for those who
Amen.
Have ventured out to do what you have told them to do, and people have fallen away because of misunderstanding or whatever the case may be,
Bring
I thank
back,
you,
Lord,
today that they remember that they are never
yes.
alone, and that you have gone before
yes.
them and you are walking alongside them. And so I thank you for every prayer that was prayed. And I thank you, Lord, today that
thank
we have
you,
a level
Lord.
Of expectation to see it in our lives. And thank you, Lord, today.
Yes.
I want to pray specifically for Apostle Cook, who is faithful, who has a pure heart towards ministry and towards the people of God and for those who are lost. I pray, Lord, that you strengthen her from the top of her head to the
thank
soles
you.
Of her
Bless
feet.
You.
And everything, Lord,
Bless
that she
you.
May have need of, Father God, that you continue to pour into her as she pours into us. She
Bless
gives us
you.
A word of correction as she gives us a word, Lord, to strengthen us and to remind us who we are in you and to remind us of how powerful your word is and to remind us how
yes.
powerful your agenda
Thank
is.
You,
I thank you, Lord, today that
Thank
everything
you,
that you have put in her heart to do, anything that concerneth her that even is not mentioned on this broadcast, Lord, you know what it is. And as we pray for her as servant leaders alongside her, Lord, that we learn how to minister to her, not just based
Thank
on what we
you,
say
Jesus.
To her, but based upon the things that we only say to you.
That's
and
right.
that we
That's
do
right.
that with a pure heart. And I thank you, Lord, today that I truly believe
oh,
that this
hallelujah.
Woman of God has embarked upon a place that is not easy. And the things that she has to do, Lord, I thank you for her heart, and I thank you for the great things that she's imparted to us, for those who have an ear to hear and those who are receptive to it, to her leadership. I thank you, Lord, today that we all be blessed from it. Continue to strengthen, continue to empower, continue to help her focus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Continue, Lord, to strengthen
thank
her and her
Jesus.
Body and make
yes,
every provision.
Jesus.
Even more so, even the things that she hasn't thought about that she may need, she's been done without. I thank you, Lord, today for blessing her and blessing others to put her on their mind to bless her as well this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Can't
thank
forget
you.
About you, Apostle Cook. We can't forget about you.
Oh, amen. Thank you, my beautiful sister. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. God bless everyone who came out tonight. I believe that prayer is one of the greatest responsibilities of serving leaders. It's more important than preaching to me because I pray even when I'm not preaching or teaching. So I thank God for those who have a heart for prayer that want to come out and pray for God's people. And I thank you for these mighty warriors that came out to pray and to stand in the gap, because that's what God has called us to do. So I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank my Spirit Alive family, my beautiful sister, pastor, and intercessor, Vanessa Carver, my dear, sweet young brother, Minister Adam Tuggle, who also has a wonderful heart for the things of God, my sweet sister, my beautiful sister, my prayer partner, Minister Tina Brown. I want to thank you for coming. And, of course, I want to thank Deacon William Isbell, who is also my uncle that I love dearly, and I'm so glad that he's our watchman on the wall. I thank God for you as well. So on behalf of myself and all the servant leaders here at Spirit Alive, it is our fervent prayer that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you truly acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and it's also our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here from the War Room on the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, my beautiful family. I love you. God bless you.
Good night.
I love you. Thank you, Papa.
I love you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you all.
God bless you all. Love you.
Love you.
God bless you all.